I am a grandpa, so I now know the definition of true love. Watching Peppa Pig when there's sports on another channel.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Our Laugh Again word of the day is onomatopoeia. Say what? Well, slap is an onomatopoeia, a word that sounds like the sound it describes. Slap.
Ouch!
Slap sounds like and is therefore an onomatopoeia. So is splat and boing and rustle. Where would cartoons be without them? Pow, bam, biff. Where would the Three Stooges be without them? Remember Kellogg's Snap, Crackle, and Pop? All three words are onomatopoeias. In the UK, a promotion to encourage the wearing of car seat belts goes like this.
Clunk, click, every trick.
This from Alka-Seltzer.
Flop, flop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Remember the movie Chitty Chitty Bang Bang? Truly Scrumptious says that's a curious name for a motor car. Jemima says, but that's the sound it makes. Listen, it's saying chitty chitty, chitty chitty, bang bang. We teach kids animal sounds. Lions roar, cats meow, cows moo, pigs turkeys gobble, owls hoo. These animals don't know it, but they are onomatopoeics, or something like that. The longest one-syllable word in the English language is an onomatopoeia, screeched. My favorite of them all has to be the word murmur. It sounds like what it describes, murmur. Put marbles in your mouth and say something, murmur. It's a bit like grumble, grouse. One guy murmured to his travel agent, on my holiday to India, I was disgusted to find that almost every restaurant served curry. I don't like spicy food at all. Murmur. A guest at a restaurant in Australia muttered to the waitress, my soup is too thick. Murmur. She informed him that he was slurping gravy. At a theme park, a woman groused that the sun was so hot it melted her ice cream. Murmur. Murmuring is not a recent invention, you know. After God freed the Israelites from slavery, they murmured against Moses and Aaron. If only we had died in Egypt, they complained. Wouldn't it be better for us to return to Egypt? Reminds me of the Keith Green song, So You Want to Go Back to Egypt, where it's warm and secure. Are you sorry you bought the one-way ticket when you thought you were sure? You wanted to live in the land of promise, but it's getting so hard. Are you sorry you're out here in the desert instead of your own backyard? Eating leeks and onions by the Nile. Ooh, what breath, but dining out in style. Oh, my life's on the skids. Give me the pyramids, Keith Green. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that Israel committed four sins against God there in the wilderness, and they were punished. Here are the four. Number one, they worshipped idols. They engaged in sexual immorality, put Christ to the test, and fourthly, get this, they murmured. Now, I understand the seriousness of the first three, but really, murmuring? Yes, I'm guilty almost every day, sometimes many times a day. Why is murmuring such a big deal? Because when you strip the peeling off, murmuring is at its core dissatisfaction with what God has given us. It is fed by discontent, which soon turns to bitterness that poisons our families and communities. Philippians 2 says, we are to do all things without murmuring or complaining. So the next time you hear murmuring begin to snap, crackle, and pop, give it a good slap and listen to it fizz. In all seriousness today, would you do something? Notice when you're tempted to murmur and ask God to give you grace to turn that grumble into gratitude, and the grin will come.
Want to help the kids in your life love God's Word? This month, Laugh Again is offering Read, Think, Pray, Do by Simon Camilleri, a fun, faith-building guide that helps kids explore the Bible with curiosity and joy. Using cheerful rhymes and colorful illustrations, children learn how to read, think, pray, and live out God's truth every day. Perfect for ages 4 to 7 and families who want to grow in faith together. Get your free copy at laughagain.ca.